me on the line to discuss this further is Christy Stanbridge, who is the Brand and Campaigns Marketing Manager for Hyprop Investments Limited. Christy, thank you so much for joining us here on The Home Run. Can you just perhaps briefly explain the difference between gaming and esports?
Thanks for having me, Paula. So the difference between gaming would be your run-of-the-mill gaming. What anybody and everybody does when they play electronic games, they do it for leisure. They're just doing it because they really love that they have fun. So when it comes to esports, they're doing exactly that, but they're doing it competitively. So they're like the best of the best in those games, and they're doing it to win prizes, generally monetary prizes.
Why are schools adding esports to the curriculum, and what impact could it have here in South Africa?
So I'm not really an expert there, but the understanding is that there's obviously a lot of link to coding and skills in gaming that you don't learn through traditional sports, and they're obviously preparing kids for jobs that we don't know about. You know, there's like a whole plethora of people who are doing game coding and coding and that kind of stuff. And that really, it really opens up their minds to that.
I agree with you. I mean, I always think, what would I study if I was back at school? We don't know what professions they're going to be 5 years
exactly.
from here.
Yeah.
Christy, gaming is often seen as isolating. How does esports flip that and build real community?
Yeah, well, generally, when I used to think about gaming, I used to definitely think about like someone in the basement playing a game. But what I've definitely seen over that, we've been presenting these events for the last 3 years, is that there's a huge gaming community, and it's not about isolation. It's about being together. They're being together, but they're being together online. So it's a different way of being together. And what we've done in our shopping malls is actually bring it into more of a public space, so that it is more accessible to everybody as well.
You talk about bringing it into the shopping malls, and I know that this Friday you're launching one of these weekend MTN shifts. What value do events like these shopping mall gaming expos, competitions, whatever you want to call it, what do they bring to players and to schools?
So For players and for schools, obviously, they have accessibility to play games that they might not necessarily have access to. We must remember that some of these games are played on like really expensive consoles or computers, and not everybody has access to that. And we've got that there, and you can play for free. And even though you have access to, some people might have access to that, but then they don't have access to all the games that we've got on offer, because every single game costs money. So so firstly, it's about accessibility, but secondly, it's about introducing players and gamers to the esports fraternity and giving them the opportunity to play or try their hand at entering a competition and see maybe they are better than they thought they were, or to see what they need to do to get better, you know?
Can anyone come this weekend? Is it for any age, and participate in these esports?
Yeah, it's open to anybody, all ages. What we have done this year is our Friday is there's a big focus on scholars and under 18. We've got a mini e-football tournament that we're playing, and there's prizes up for grabs for anyone up under 18. We play that. We've got a Rocket League tournament that we're doing, and we're doing two mini Minecraft builds where scholars can win. Obviously, for the rest of the weekend, we're also doing our national e-football tournament heats, and then we get to our final at Rosebank on Sunday. The winner of that tournament goes on to the national final taking place at Canal Walk in September, where there's a 50,000 rand prize pool. And we've added a second national tournament with MTN on the MTN Beat Saber Challenge. And Beat Saber is like a game for everybody. It's a rhythm-based virtual reality game. You play with lightsabers, and you've got to hit shapes to the rhythm of a song. And we're also taking a winner from all of our malls down to Canal Walk to take part in the national final for Beat Saber as well.
Christy, while I listen to you, I mean, I'm not someone who's ever been involved in gaming, but I'm starting to get excited. I mean, I always thought there, at least I imagined, there was a stigma that gaming is only for a certain age group, but it's not, is it? It's an opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, not at all. I had exactly the same thing, and I'm totally not the demographic for gaming. And I promise you, the last 3 years have really showed me how much fun it is. I mean, so and when we developed the event, we were like, we want to appeal to a wide audience. So those two tournaments that I spoke about, those are our national tournaments. But at all the mall events, we have these like mini tournaments. We have people who like the fighting games, like Tekken, Street Fighter, Brawlhalla, they can come and take place in fighting cups that we're running. We've got racing cars. You've got simulated seat where you sit in a seat and it's like sitting in a racing car. And the person who does the fastest lap every single day wins a 1,000 rand gift card. We've got Call of Duty Mobile, which is an over 18 game. It's the first time we've brought it in, which it's restricted to obviously only over 18 players, but it's obviously got a huge, huge, huge following. And these prizes are for grabs there. We've got a non-traditional, like more like puzzle game where we take a gaming keyboard, we take it apart and we do a keyboard rebuild race. And the person who builds it the fastest every single day wins a gaming keyboard. So there's loads and loads and loads of opportunities to win.
And if I can just take our conversation back to how we started with why South African schools in particular would be introducing e-games, I'm thinking that it really offers the opportunity to learn skills like teamwork, problem solving. I mean, everything that you're explaining has that benefit. Just as a last question, do people need to sign up for the weekend events, and where can they find more information?
Okay, so there's no sign up required. You sign up in center when you get there. If you go to www.rosebankmall.co.za, all the information there is there, the times the tournaments have take place, what time the registration and sign-up in center starts. It's usually an hour or 30 minutes before the tournament starts. So all the information is there.